The two-hour event was moderated by WMNF's Mitch Perry and provided a forum for each candidate to field questions on their individual backgrounds and give their perspective on the judicial system challenges. There are two candidates running in each of the five judicial circuit court races in Hillsborough County. The races are groups 1, 2, 7, 21, and 30. The strongest themes during the discussions were on budgeting challenges and the elevated incarceration rates overall, particularly among African Americans. The candidates offer differing thoughts on addressing the challenges of sustained budget cuts. Some believe that judicial system budgets cannot be cut further without creating drastic problems in the county, and that the solution is lobbying for more funding. Incumbent Judge Kevin Carey, running in Group 7, on his approach to the budgeting challenge.
One of the things I think you can do is, as citizens and informed voters, I think you need to convey to your colleagues and your friends that the court system is not an agency. We're a separate branch of government. I think that's lost in Tallahassee. So, for example, they'll say, we're going to cut DOT, Department of Transportation, 10%. We're cutting the courts 10%. We're not an agency. We're a separate branch of government, and we, at some point, need to convey to the folks in Tallahassee, we can only cut so much.
Other candidates lean towards more strategic choices to relieve the budget pressures. Candidate Carolyn Tesh, in the Group 1 race, approached the problem in a very different way.
Innovation is also important. I think that we collectively understand when we are dealing with budget cuts to any part of our collective government that we have to be innovative with new programs. In the federal system, for instance, we have a program for electronic filing. You know, I think that Chief Judge Menendez here in this circuit is recognized for being an innovator and coming up with new programs to really increase the efficiency of our system and ultimately serve other objectives too, such as the drug court program. There's a new diversionary juvenile program to keep kids out of the criminal justice system on first-time juvenile offender status, things like teen court. Those programs are really good because they reduce courtroom time, but they allow for education.
One of the most difficult problems facing the judicial system is the high rate of incarceration overall in the United States. Moderator Mitch Perry challenged the candidates to articulate their approaches to address the issue.
According to Bureau of Justice Statistics, as of a year ago, this country had 2.3 million people in federal, state prisons, or local jails. Basically, we have 5% of the world's population, but a quarter of the world's prisoners.
Candidate Lisa Campbell, a challenger in the Group 21 race, responded with her views on using means of punishment other than incarceration.
Your question, though, asks whether or not we're more punitive, and I think that if you compare the United States, particularly the state of Florida, we have many legislative policies that are in place that that basically afford the courts less discretion than perhaps in other jurisdictions. We have mandatory minimums. We have a host of prison releasee reoffenders. We have acts or statutes that are in place that really, if you were to compare it to 20 years ago under the various versions of the sentencing guidelines, have taken away discretion with each revision of the sentencing guidelines, such that at this point, the criminal punishment code basically says the primary objective is punishment. Rehabilitation is fine, but it's secondary to anything else. And so where a judge has discretion that's available to him or her, to exercise it with programs that are appropriate is a wonderful thing, but it means having resources like a Tampa Crossroads, like DACO, like many other programs that are here in this county that can afford persons an opportunity to get their life back on track.
At the conclusion of the moderated session, questions were taken from the audience. Dr. Bruce Miles, president of the Hillsborough County Black Democratic Caucus, questioned the candidates on the inordinately high rate of incarceration of African Americans.
African Americans make up 13, 14, 15% of the population in the United States. But right now, we incarcerate at a rate of 70%. My question to you is how do you account for that large incarceration rate, and what do you propose can be done to sort of offset that in the future?
Candidate Constance Daniels, running in Election Group 30 on the high proportion of African Americans incarcerated nationwide.
You know, the background is taken into consideration, and I think that one of the faults of people now, and probably of juveniles more importantly, is, you know, back years ago, a juvenile's criminal record was not considered. Now it is. So there are other things that come in that are considered, you know, in addition to the fact that they committed a crime, because if their criminal history is to be considered, now you have yet another issue to be addressed. So So not only is rehabilitation necessary, but how often people reoffend is also something to be considered.
One thing the candidates agreed on is that rehabilitation and punishment alternatives are key to improving the judicial system and society in general, but that ongoing funding pressures present an ongoing challenge with no easy answers. The judicial elections will be held on August 26th. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson.